on WGLT Normal, serving Central Illinois and a few nooks and crannies around the world. It's Radio Munson. Band from Germany, the SWR Big Band, is no different from a lot of great big jazz bands around the world. And that is that they like to play arrangements by American Sammy Nestico. And that was Sammy's arrangement of Struttin' with Some Barbecue, song that Louis Armstrong and his wife at the time, Lil Armstrong, co-wrote many decades ago. The SWR Big Band is a radio station band. The SWR stands for Southwestern Radio. Southwestern quadrant of Germany is where it is heard. Sammy Nestico was there to actually conduct for the album Fun Time. It's under Sammy Nestico's name with the SWR Big Band. Here's another European band, this one mostly from Belgium. That's because the leader of the band, harmonica player Toots Thielemans, got the band together for the recording session in Brussels, featuring Madeleine Peru.
Devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. Should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. But when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between. You've got me in between. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Madeleine Peru and the great harmonica of Toots Thielemans here on Radio Munson. Those folks have what it takes, all right. So did Joe Williams and Marlena Shaw when they recorded together with the Norman Simmons Trio.
Ooh, got just what it takes, because it takes more than an effort to stay away from you.
Oh, and it takes more than a lifetime to prove that I'll be true. Yes, I will.
But it takes somebody special to make me say I do. And baby, you got what it takes.
Oh, 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 what it takes now, now.
Just what it takes. Well, it takes more than an effort to stay away from you.
And I know it's gonna take much more than a lifetime to prove that I will be true. Yes, I will.
But it takes somebody special just to make me say I do. And baby,
baby,
you got what it takes.
What it takes, what it takes right now.
Joe Williams with Marlena Shaw. Remember when Brooke Benton and Dinah Washington did that? Made a hit pop record out of it. Thank you. Crazy Rhythm here on Radio Munson, with John Cacuzzi playing vibes, John Sheridan on piano, Auntie Sarpella playing soprano saxophone. That was Frank Tate on bass and Joe Eschwan playing drums. Here's a band from the 1960s led by Richard Maltby and a song called East of the Sun. it happened in Monterey, the Spitfire Band. Before that, it was the Richard Maltby Band and East of the Sun and West of the Moon. We do a lot of traveling around here on Radio Munson. Here's one a little closer to home. This song will be 100 years old next year in 2017. And Rosemary Clooney gave it a rather unusual, more of an intimate taste with her pianist, John Odo.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home. Its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home.
Rosemary Clooney can make you think that she's a Hoosier at heart. Well, close. She came from northern Kentucky, just across the Ohio River from Cincinnati, Ohio. That's not the official state song of the state of Indiana. A lot of people think it is. Now I can't remember what is the state song, but it isn't that one, although it's certainly the best-known song about Indiana. Well, as long as we're close to home, let's reminisce about some travel, or travel that could have been, but isn't going to happen. Tommy Newsom plays little alto saxophone with Rosie Clooney. David Frischberg wrote this song.
I like to stroll on the Costa del Sol at sunrise. To me, Waikiki is the place to be, speaking fun-wise. I like to dine in a Florentine palazzo. You can laugh and call me fatso. That's okay by me. I like to stick with the first-class ticket buyers, setting trends with my trend-setting friends, the frequent flyers. I like to shop on the Champs-Élysées, eat curry in Old Bombay, and spend New Year's Eve in either Tel Aviv or Rome. But if it's all the same to you, let's eat home. Savannah. know a swell motel north of Kalispell, Montana. I like to eat in my suite at the Savoy Plaza, and I know a bar in Gaza where they serve goat lip tea. I jump a jet just to Samba one set in Rio to say hi, how's the folks? Maybe swap a few jokes with the trio. And then it's off to my condo in Spain, hang glide off the coast of Maine, and spend Labor Day in either Monterey or Nome. But if it's all the same to you, let's eat home.
The globe-trotting Rosemary Clooney from her album, I think it was 1996, called Still on the Road. Back in the day when Carol and I were on the road and in the air, taking tour groups around the world as part of a radio station I was associated with at the time, we found ourselves in Denmark, in Copenhagen. The weather was good, and we decided we'd take in Tivoli Gardens, the fun spot in right in the middle of Copenhagen. And so we were there in Tivoli Gardens, and a lot of stuff was going on. We heard some jazz coming out of a club there, and we ducked into it, and it was just jammed full of people. And it turned out to be Papa Bew and his Viking jazz band, a legendary band from Tivoli Gardens. That's where they made their name and became quite the European traditional band. They had a pianist who was Papa Bew played the trombone. They had a pianist whose name was Jorn Jensen, and he was playing the Tivoli Blues. I can still remember. Thank you. Yerny Ensign plays the Tivoli Blues with Papa Bue's Viking Jazz Band, Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen. That bass trombone reminds you that this must be an arrangement that Nelson Riddle had because it belongs to George Roberts. He's playing behind Steve Lawrence.
Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for breaking each vow? Who's sad and blue? Who's crying too? Just like I cried over you. Right to the end, just like a friend, I tried to warn you somehow. But you had your way, and now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now. Like I cried over you. Right to the end, you've been just like a friend. I tried to warn you somehow, but you had your way, and now you're gonna pay. You're sorry now. I'm so glad that you're so sorry. I'm so glad that you're so sorry now.
cornetist Tommy Saunders and his tribute band to Bill Davison, Wild Bill Davison, they call him. The album is Call of the Wild. He recorded it in 1995. The song is Cornet Chop Suey, and Saunders had a great front line with his cornet, Bill Allred on trombone, Chuck Hedges playing clarinet, and Rick Fay is the guy who played tenor saxophone. Johnny Varro, the pianist, headed up the rhythm section. Here's us on Radio Munson. You know I love that stuff. I hope you do too. Here's one that's much newer than that. That was a song that was first recorded by Louis Armstrong in 1926, Cornet Chop Suey. Louis wrote it, and he recorded it with his Hot Five much more recently, 10 years more recently, 80 years ago, in 1936. Will Hudson and lyricist Mitchell Parrish wrote a song called The Organ Grinder's Swing, and it seemed made to order for the Mills Brothers because they always called themselves Four Boys and a Guitar, and they harmonized while one of them covered the bass part of it while playing guitar with his voice. And the other three Mills Brothers, when they were not harmonizing vocally, they were soloing as instruments. The Organ Grinder's Swing. Mills Brothers follow the organ grinder down the street of their hometown, Piqua, Ohio, here on Radio Munson. 1936, they recorded that. Here's one of today's young girl singers. It's Robin McKell.
So that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to have vanished like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Come on, dance with me. I want my arms about you, those charms about you will carry me through. Up to heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Dancing is optional here on Radio Munson, but it's certainly encouraged, especially the cheek-to-cheek kind. Robin McKell, I called her a young singer. She started her professional career 40 years ago, and she was in her upper teens when she did it. So you do the math. Everything's relative, I'm telling you. As I look at things from my vantage point, it's all relative. Well, we're here on Thursday evenings, and by here, for the next few months, I'm talking about Dove Mountain just outside of Tucson, Arizona, Radio Munson West Studios. And enjoy these Thursday night get-togethers broadcast through Central Illinois on WGLT and via the internet at WGLT.org, all around the world, wherever we can pick up a listener or two. That's Ted Heath's great band from Great Britain, and I had the craziest dream. Well, we're all dreamers to some extent, it seems to me. If you would like to share your dream with me or contact me for any other reason, you can email me at don@wglt.org. You know I love to hear from you. Let's close with something by Sinatra.
Hey, don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you passed them around 100 years from today? And why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mama Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a very good sign. Cling to me closer, say you'll be mine. Remember, baby, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today. Laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. 'Cause there's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer, say that you'll be mine. Remember, baby, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today.
That's Sinatra, Tempus Fugit. Time flies. Well, it does when you're having fun. We know that. And that's all the Latin that I can remember. And that's all you're going to hear from me. Well, we're going to close out Radio Munson tonight with organist Jimmy Smith, one of those Philadelphia guys. He was born just outside of Philadelphia on this date in 1925. He was one of the guys in the 1960s, mostly from Philadelphia, who popularized the B3 Hammond organ as a jazz instrument. We heard from a couple of them earlier, Groove Holmes, and Joey DeFrancesco, who's still playing. Jimmy Smith closes us off. On Radio Munson on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University. Thanks for listening tonight. Get in the spirit, folks. I'll see you next Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you.